Hi guys, my name is Ken Yuzinski and this is
Janelle Yuzinski.
And today we're going to talk about our rule of life. So, one day you come to me and you said that we need a rule of life.
Yes.
And I was thinking, I think we have enough rules. Like, why do we need a rule of life? Where did this come from?
Mm-hmm. Basically, yeah. I had kind of had enough. I was sinking and I just was in a desperate place where I needed something to change because I couldn't foresee how our life was going to continue going on. Because I felt there was a huge lack of peace in our home, just with nobody really knowing what they were supposed to be doing when.
Because for those of you who might not know, we're homeschooling. And so we have an intense experience at home. We have 5 children. Janelle does the homeschooling. I'm traveling, doing ministry, and
yes, and then the household needs to run, and you know, laundry needs to get done, dishes need to be washed, kids need to be bathed. Mm-hmm. So basically, we had just had our 5th baby, and we were starting up the new school year, and I needed to have a plan. So I read a book.
Because books solve all our problems.
Well, they have some solutions, and this book really did provide me with some great solutions.
Okay.
And this one was called The Mother's Rule of Life by Holly Pierlow. I'd read it a few years ago, and it was good back then, but we weren't homeschooling, and then, but now I really needed it. I was desperate. So, yes. Do you want to know what a rule is?
Yeah, well, what was her premise about the book?
Okay, so basically, the whole idea behind a rule is if you think of, like, a religious sister who lives in a convent, she has a rule that she needs to follow. So basically, a schedule that is set out for her to grow in holiness. And we can have a rule in our home to help us grow in holiness too.
Yeah. So in case you don't know, like, if you're living in a religious community, you know, you just don't get up and do whatever you want. You know, the community has a rule. They get up at certain times. They have prayers at certain times. Mm-hmm. They have meals at certain times. They have silence at prayer at certain times. They have recreation at certain times.
Mm-hmm.
And you thought perhaps we could introduce this into our family, mm-hmm. but within the context of our home.
Yes, exactly. And the thing is, what's beautiful about it, what I really love, is that when everybody knows what's expected of them and when they're supposed to be doing things, then life just seems so much more orderly. Because otherwise, it's like, you know, the kids don't know that they're supposed to, you know, make their beds in the morning, and they don't know that they're supposed to go brush their teeth, or...
Or I don't know I'm supposed to empty the dishwasher.
Yeah, exactly. And here I am thinking, why is he not emptying the dishwasher?
I just didn't think about it.
So, things that just make the household run much more smoother. But the really important thing is that she kind of went through a list of priorities first before we started establishing a rule, like kind of a routine schedule for the home. Because it's important to establish the things that are the most important first. So the top priority is prayer, because a relationship with God always must come first before everything. So establishing those times of prayer in our day for myself, and then I got to establish those times of prayer for our children, and then, Ken, it's kind of up to you. But we have a family prayer time, mm-hmm. that's in the schedule.
Yeah.
So do you want me to talk about the priorities or no?
Sure.
Okay, so there are 5 priorities. The first one is prayer, and so that's what you schedule first. And then the next one is your personhood, because you need to kind of take care of yourself. And that was one that, you know, I always had a hard time kind of understanding, because I kind of felt a little selfish about that. But at the same time, I do realize how if I even have like 10 minutes just to like get myself ready for the day, it goes a lot better than if I'm like rolling out of bed in my pajamas, you know, like, and dealing with the kids like that. Like, I'm just not good. I'm not at my best. So, you know, scheduling a bit of time for yourself, you know, maybe it's scheduling time to go get a haircut, or maybe it's just time to go for a walk or whatever. And some of these things you might need to get a babysitter for, you know. So that's the second one, your personhood. The third one then is your relationship with your partner, with your spouse, because that's a really important priority and it needs to be in proper priority. So what do you do to cultivate that relationship with your spouse? Do you go on a date? Do you spend time every single day talking to them? Do you do special things for them? And that needs to be put in the rule. Then the fourth one is your role as a parent. So what is it that you do for your children? So that's the fourth thing. And then the last one is your role as provider. So your work.
And all what stood out to me when Janelle first brought this idea to me was that this rule is arranging our family for one common purpose, because we are not parenting for the future. We're parenting for eternity. And this rule is geared towards, at least in our minds, raising our children to live out the call of holiness in their life and ultimately to seek union with Jesus in heaven. So that's reason why we wanted, another reason why we put this all together. Mm-hmm. Because the rule of the religious life is also oriented and goal towards that, to the final end, which is union with God.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I know it's a work in progress. Like, even in the book, she talks about how it takes her years and years to come. Like, and I don't think anyone would ever come to a final rule. But you kind of see what works. And as the kids get older, things will change. People will have different responsibilities. You know, maybe we'll have different projects that we're working on that will require different amounts of time. And yeah, it's great. Because, and the other thing is, like, you can even schedule in there, like, leisure. Because even, like, I found I had a hard time, you know, taking time for leisure. But when it's in the schedule, you got to do it.
You might be wondering, how does this look in our family? Janelle literally has got a schedule posted to our fridge. Mm-hmm. And every, how long are the slot, time slots?
Probably typically about 30 minutes. It kind of depends on what's going on.
Yeah.
But the one that's on our fridge is mainly kind of to make sure that the kids know what they are called to do at that time. And it also helps me to know even, you know, what are we having for lunch this day, or what are we having for supper this day? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, when you don't have a plan, things kind of start to unravel.
Mm-hmm. It's very specific. So our whole day is planned on our fridge. It's there. If I never wonder what I'm supposed to be doing in our family, I just have to look on the fridge. I have my work times. And then there's also times where I come up to the family, and then I can assist really easily, because then I just look on the schedule and think, oh, we're having pizza for lunch because it's Tuesday, or whatever it is. And so I can right away start getting everything together, and it's very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd have to say it has created peace in our home.
I agree.
Yeah. St. Augustine said, peace is a tranquility of order. So you want peace in your home, you got to have order.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So.
Anything else?
I'm just really grateful for the rule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm grateful that you brought it to our family.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thanks, guys, for watching. We'd love to know your thoughts about this video. Just put them at the bottom, and we'd love to learn from you as well. But thank you for watching, and have a great day.